singing. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our speaker today, or as Millie would say, our talker. And if you don't know Miss Lori LaPearl, you should get to know her because she's the biggest love bug on earth. She is, and she's also, she does healing for a living, so she does the hands-on healing, which is, oh man, she is good, really good at her profession. She's also a healer in our church, and she's the head of the greeters in our church. She's a busy bee here, and I'll tell you, if you want to fall in love with somebody, here's Miss Lori LaPearl. All right, thank you.
My shoes off now. I'm 4 inches shorter. So, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your voice and stuff. It means a lot to me and everyone too. I'm real excited to share some thoughts with you. I always say sharing thoughts rather than talking and speaking. So, whatever I say to you tonight, I want you to just bring it in for yourself. All right, bring the God love within for you, because what I'm going to talk about tonight is angels, and I have a couple reasons why. But usually when Millie asks me to share some thoughts on a Wednesday, I usually have a plan of what I want to share, but that kind of goes out the window, like usually like a week or two before, because I just give it up to God and angels, say, okay, I'm being at service, so what would you like me to share with everybody? Because my intention to share is because I want you to have a good app happening. I want you to really be able to have an easier walk plane here on earth and connect and know that we're all connected to everything, every being, every live being, whether it's plants and animals, and how we can all just really work together to help each other, encourage each other. So, interesting enough, Penny mentioned that I do healing work, because the reason why the angel thing came up with me is because when I have a lot of, you know, I work for a chiropractor, so I work on professional athletes, which I can't really use a lot of my tools, like intuitivism, you know, like getting in and asking the angels to work with me, even though I do ask them to help me with the healing. But I always get messages. If I work on you, I say a prayer and I ask everybody to come in. I don't care who it is, come in with love and light and help the person that I'm, you know, working on. Because sometimes we don't really know what that person's going through at that time. And it could be more than a physical, right? It could be emotional. Who's to know? I feel like God only knows and the angels know. So I have a lot of people that ask me, okay, I always say this when I do a reading or giving a message, I always say encourage, because the angels never come in unless they have permission. They don't intervene unless it's not your time, unless it's basically not your time to go. Your earth, if your blueprint says you're supposed to go out 10 years from now and something happens, they will intervene, but they won't unless you ask. So tonight I really got encouraged to, because these questions keep coming up, to help you how to ask, how to connect with the angels, really work with them. And I can feel the energy kind of building up already. But I asked them really to come here tonight. I asked, like, ask everybody's guardian angels to come and just support you guys and work with you. Because I think when message bearing tonight happens, I really want everyone to really get some knowing tonight. So hopefully you'll send us lots of love, including me. But anyways, what are angels? I'm not going to go into a lot of the angel realms and all that and what archangels are, because that could be a whole different talk. But what angels are is messengers from God. So a lot of people wonder what they really are. And basically, they're here to be of service to us. And I've had this question asked to me. Well, why don't we go right to the source? Why don't we just go right to God and ask God, right? Pray just to God. Well, the reason why I asked them that, okay, somebody asked me that question a couple of days ago, and I was like, I can't answer that. I feel like maybe we're closer. And that was kind of the idea that they gave me when I asked, is basically what it is God's up here and we're down here, and the angels are here, right? Well, the angels are closer to the earth realm to raise our vibration so we can feel God's divine love. So their job, their purpose is to raise our vibration up. So we know at all times we're connected to God. Pretty great, huh? So you can pray to God, yeah, Almighty Father. But the angels are there kind of help us sometimes when we're worried and we're afraid, or we put any kind of fear in it, our vibration's on the lower side, right? So they're trying to lift us up. So I saw this, and I thought you guys think this is interesting, what angels really stand for. So A is always thinking of others. N is for numerous kind acts. G is for going above and beyond. E is for endless devotion. And L is for how much you're loved. So, you know, a lot of people call on archangels, right? Some of you know who the archangels are. And there's many of them that come in for different things. They're all really good, different duties and stuff. But archangels are the chief messengers. So the archangels, when I asked, basically, they're there actually even to protect and watch over our guardian angels. Now, we all have guardian angels. So you guys can walk out of here tonight feeling good that you are never really alone because you have your own team. You have your own cheerleaders that are just rooting just for you. And mine too. Although I feel like a lot of them work together. It just so happens that every time I'm about to share some thoughts on a Wednesday, Miss Jody calls me and says, I need some body work. And so it happened 2 days ago, and I was like, she went to go out to go get something, and they had gave me a message. You realize that you see her before you share thoughts on church, right? And I was like, wow, that's kind of weird, yeah. You know, and then I said, well, why is that? And they said, I basically got, because she raises your vibration, because she's cheering me on. Because when I should say, oh, share with me, what are you going to, what are they telling you? Because she, same thing happens to her when she shares thoughts. We try to be a clear channel for them. And it's not about us, right? It's about helping each other. So I thought that was interesting. So before I get into some of the questions of how do you ask your angels, right? Really, what does that look like? And if you do ask, what do you ask for, right? Or if you're asking, most people that aren't really aware, like we are in our church a lot about the angels because Emily's always really closely connected with them and works with them and teaches us to work with them in class and in service and stuff. Basically, you know, the angels are always there for you, no matter what, your guardian angels. They're there unconditional love. They're there to support you. I've had this question asked, how about dark energy or dark angels and all that? And I said, well, your guardian angels, they're all love and light. And there are, what dark, I believe, and this could be different for you, is low vibration. It's negative energy. Millie teaches us that, and I do feel that's right for me. But I do feel that everybody's not intentions isn't with love. And those are the people you really need to send extra love to, because those are probably the people that don't know what it feels like to feel high like we do when we come into church. So before I get into the hows, what to ask your angels, and what are the signs? And most people say, what is a sign? It just means that the angels are kind of working with you, right? And I know that many of you, when I mention stuff tonight, you'll have epiphany of, that's happened to me. But you weren't really sure if it was the angels, or maybe you really know that it is them really working with you. So before I get into some of the questions that people ask me and what I ask them to explain to everybody what it is, and with my own thoughts, I have a few experiences that I'd like to share with you. And one of them was about a month and a half ago, or almost 2 months ago now, I bring my dog to Fiesta Island to play every morning with her friends at 6 o'clock. And I went there, everything was great, and I went to get in my truck. My truck wouldn't start. So instead of getting all fearful because I'm in the middle of nowhere, you know, and there's two people there on the whole island that early in the morning, I touched the dashboard of my truck and thanked my truck. It's a she. And I called upon Archangel Michael because I know he's Mr. Fix-It. He fixes everything. So I said, okay, I need you to come in and fix my truck and get me home safe. So if something is wrong, I just want to be left here by myself. And I waited 30 seconds and the truck started. So I thanked my truck, and then I thanked Archangel Michael, and I thanked him for his protection, his love, and just coming in to help me so I didn't go into the whole story, right, the fear and all that other kind of stuff. And during my day, I was like, okay, was that really him? Or is that just, you know, whatever, my head, coincidence? You know, everybody here does it, right? It's like, really? So, but listen, it gets really good because the next night is class, and I've been missing class because of work. And I feel like I want to be at service to people. So if I can go to class, I do. And if people really need me, then I feel like that's my calling. So I'll go to work. And it was really interesting that I had a full schedule. And one by one, reasons why, I was like, I really wanted to go to class. And I kept saying, well, it'd be nice if I can go to class tonight, but I know there's no possible. I was meant to be there because I was in circle and class, and Millie said, Lori, there's somebody here that wants to say hello to you. And I was like, great, you know. I'm always cheering on everybody else, but I get somebody to say hello to me, perfect. So I get in the circle, and I could feel this love, and just I feel like I was lit up like a Christmas tree, And I just wanted to bask in it. I didn't want to move. And everybody in class was saying stuff, oh, wow, you're lit up. And I could feel the heat. And it was a really great feeling that everybody was kind of feeling in the room. So I was like, wow. And Millie said, honey, do you know who this is? And I said, it's familiar, but I can't place it. And she goes, okay. She goes, what happened to your car a day or two ago? And I said, oh, my car wouldn't start. And she said, why do I see an open field and little flowers? I go, I was at Fiesta Island, a little, you know, Millie, open field, little flowers. And I was like, and then I said, oh, I called upon Archangel Michael to help me. And she goes, he's here. And she said, he's the one that wants to say hello. And were you in class, Spencer? I don't know. A few people, you think Jody was there. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I got confirmation like from top dog, you know, I'm like thinking, wow. I mean, I've been asking and all of a sudden, like she says it and I couldn't believe it still, even though she's standing there and I could feel his presence. And the same feeling came over me of familiar, but I didn't know what it was. When it happened with my truck, I kept saying, is that really you? I felt always the word always, like, oh, we're always with you, right? And then I got this butterfly feeling in my tummy, but not like scared, just kind of like excited. Like that feeling of knowing kind of thing. So Millie says, he's here. He brought you here tonight. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not surprised because things just flipped over, you know, changed so fast that I was like going with the flow because I wanted to be in class. I miss my classmates. If you've ever been at class, you know what I'm talking about. It's like that you have major connection and you like miss everybody. And she says, well, he wants you to come tonight because he wants to use it as an example. Because he said, you just called upon him like brushing your teeth, like getting a glass of water. It was not anything for you to ask. And he's so grateful because you thanked him, because they're happy to help us. But when we say thank you, it makes him even more excited because they know it's what we really want. So it made me feel really good. And then it gets even better. Today, I have messages on Facebook and I see guardian angels. Someone put Doreen Virtue, which most of you probably know. She really works closely with the angels. She's really a godsend in helping us really connect. And she posts, guardian angels are always by your side and always with you. So I was like, and then 2 hours later, I get to massage, check my messages. It's another one. It's angel time to play. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, it keeps getting better, the signs. So that's why I'm excited to share with you guys, because I want you to be more aware of what's the happenings that are happening around you. Because the more you raise your vibration up, amazing things start happening in your life. And when you can connect with the angels and play and have fun, because it doesn't have to be all serious. And, you know, I really want you guys to walk out of here tonight and say, oh, we'll test Lori wrong. Just try it out and play with them and call upon them to really be with you for anything. And I'm going to give you some ideas, too, on basically what to ask for. Because that was another question that some people asked me. And it's really hard, you guys, because we're really taught not to be selfish, right? Really taught not to ask for ourselves. And to ask for ourselves for help is big. It's big to ask a friend for help. But imagine asking a bigger source of... And I think one reason why a lot of us are afraid to do that is because I might have little petty tasks going on in my life and somebody might be fighting cancer. And who am I to ask, right, when they're going through a bigger task? The angels, when I asked that, said it doesn't matter, make a difference whether it's small or a big task. And it doesn't make a difference on how you ask, just that you do. So when you leave here tonight, don't worry about what it's going to look like. They just want to help you. They just want to work with you. So I'm going to give you, like, all right, so how to ask. So the law of free will says that angels cannot intervene in our lives without our expressed permission. The only exception is that in a life-threatening situation before it's our time to go. And so basically, I'm sure most of you guys have seen miraculous, like, miracles happen with people. You don't know how they survived certain stuff. So how to ask. You can ask in your mind's eye. You can say it in a whisper. You can ask in a song. You can sing it. Say it any way you want. You can scream it out to them. It doesn't make a difference. Only thing is that if you're comfortable in how you're asking, because you got to realize that the law of attraction, if you're afraid of something, especially your angel friends, they don't really want you to be afraid. So that's why sometimes if you're doing mediumship work and you ask for a loved one to come through and we're doing our best up here, sometimes they don't come through. And the reason why, it's not that they don't love you. It's not that they don't want to contact with you. It's just that you may not be ready for it. You might not be able to handle it. Or it might make you feel worse than better. So they only know. They always know. So just trust. That's the third one, though. Okay, so Surrender. This is a toughie. So you're asking, right? And what do you got to do next? You got to surrender to God. So the four things are ask, surrender, trust, and then you wait for God's direction. Those are the four things. So I'm just going to explain to you in the words that I feel is right for me and the way they shared with me on how you can understand on really how to connect with them. And it's really easy, although it sounds like a lot. Before God and angels can heal your situation, you must completely give it to them. So we ask heaven to help us. Yet instead of letting this happen, we hold on to the situation, therefore blocking the angel's ability to intervene. So what I've been doing when somebody asked me this is I say, okay, it's like holding a balloon or a kite, right? And let it go. You don't have to worry about where it's going, where it ends up, nothing. It's kind of that simple, although really not simple, because when you're fearful, you tend to hang on to stuff because we're so worried on what it may look like ahead. But just trust, and that's the next one. Your job is to only ask and then to follow guidance being sent to you. Just don't hang on. Don't hold like God's hand and the angels and accept a script on how to resolve the situation. Because sometimes, I'll give you a scenario. If you were going for a job and you had job number one, job number two, and you wanted the number one went so bad, right? You said it's perfect in every way. But guess who knows a little bit more than you do upstairs? So you're praying for number one, but they're like, oh, well, Lori, go for number two because it looks good on paper. You're not there yet. You might not like a vibration that you're working with. And we all know that all of us are getting more in tune. Your energy, you around, is basically everything. It can shift you no matter you like it or not. So if you're in a job that you love, makes good money, easy to travel to, but you don't like that. You wake up every day going, oh, God, I got to go there because I have everything I dreamed of, but I'm not comfortable. So just know, they know what's for your higher good. Maybe you don't. In relationships, too. Now, say you really met someone and you really want the relationship to really happen with that person. Maybe that person's going through something in their life that you've already experienced, and the angels are like, oh, Lori, you've done that five times now. Don't you know better? Or, you know, we do it over and over and over again, and we don't mean to do that, but we're not recognizing the signs, which I'll kind of talk about in a minute. So I think all this is pretty fascinating. I don't know about you guys, but have faith and trust on God's intimate divine wisdom and creativity will come up with a much better solution than our human minds could ever dream of. Have faith and know it will show up differently than you planned. Remember, it shows up what's for your higher good, your soul's growth. Sometimes we think we know what's best for us, but we don't. Only God and the angels know. So the fourth one is follow God's direction. So after you ask, you surrender, you trust, and you're releasing the problem, how you'll know from God's direction is that different people feel different things, right? So clairvoyance, like the word clair, many people feel, hear, see, and they have thoughts like the knowing, clairvoyance. But we all have different gifts that God uses with us all the time. And this is the one way to find out what your true gift is too, to kind of ask them, what is it that I'm really good at? Because we're all mediums, you know, we're all spiritual beings. We all have the gift. Every one of you could really help somebody out on their day's work, whatever you want to call it. Their job to do on a spiritual side. You don't have to be a medium. Come up here and give messages. You can do it with a friend, a loved one, even a stranger if they're open to it. So, yes, the signs do show up. Everybody knows what the red signs are, right? The red flags that people always say all the time. Well, a red flag. Well, yeah, those are signs. And a lot of times it's more that our angels are trying to protect us. They're like, no, don't cross that barrier. You've already done that. We don't want you to experience that right now. And somebody might be going through something that you're not supposed to be experiencing. It doesn't mean it's bad. It could just mean that you don't really need, it's not your time to do that yet. And we don't know what we came here and signed up here to do, right? We're always trying to figure out what's our purpose. But all you can do is be a really good example of love, which many people in this church, I think that's why we love it so much, because I think there's so many people that really try to be in that space of getting out of their own ego and just being there for people. And when you walk in here, it feels pretty amazing. So I'm going to ask you guys a question in your mind and to yourself, and just think this. So have any of you ever said to yourself, who am I to ask, right? Why not you is what I got when I said that. Why not anyone? Because we're all God's kids. We're all part of each other. And ever ask yourself, am I really worthy enough of a good happening in my life? Yeah, we all really are. You betcha. We doubt ourselves, right, all the time. And that's another thing you can ask God, the angels and God to help you with, too, to make you feel connected. Because I think that's why we always feel always like a weeble wobble, right? We're not connected, not plugged in. But when you come here, you're plugged in a little bit. You go out in the world and you feel like you can handle a little more. You want to help a little bit more. You want to uplift people. So if you don't really know what to really ask them for, too, that's okay. You can ask them just to be at peace in your life. But I'm going to give you a couple things to ask so you guys will get an idea. Now, I'm going to name off a couple different things, and there are archangels that really help you with this stuff if you ever want to look them up, okay? But I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to tell you some ideas of what to ask for. So let's talk about angels of abundance. Who doesn't need that in your life, right? Financial decisions, windfalls, more money, right? Career boosts, career moves. Sometimes you get to a point in your career where it's okay, it's going good, but you're not learning anymore. It's like, yeah, I'm going to work and it's all right. So ask for a career advancement, you know, different, maybe a whole different area where you work. Maybe they have different opportunities that you're not aware of, or maybe a different move altogether. Healing angels. Love these guys. Our Archangel Raphael works with me all the time. I see his hands through mine a lot when he works with me, and I always know it's him because of his vibration. And I know when the angels are talking to me because I asked, like I'm asking you to ask, when is a confirmation for myself? And we all get different ideas of what that is for us, a feeling, a sound, a smell. It's different for all of us. But I get like a halo around my head. And many friends were saying, it's like, Tiara, I am not a princess kind of gal. I'm like Olivia Newton-John. Like, I'm like to work out. So for me, it's a headband around my head, not a tiara. But I get the tingling feeling around my head. And I know that's my confirmation that I'm on someone's vibration. And I'm asking, right? Am I getting this right? That's my thing, though. But you can all ask. Millie teaches us that along the classes, you know, along the way by asking them to find out what your how they tune in, how they work with you kind of thing. So the healing angels, you can call upon. Send them off to somebody else. Right, you can send them off. That's where power of prayer, right, when someone's sick. And we've seen it with Chewy and Lindy and so many different people, even Millie right now, right? We're all sending healing angels to all these people that we love. It calms your worries about your health, and you can ask about medical care too. So if you go to a doctor and you're like not quite feeling like you should stay there, ask them. Because be surprised, somebody might call you up and say, hey, I have this great doctor on Washington Street. That's a sign. They're guiding you. So just be open to stuff like that. Whether you want to do it or not, like I said, all this is free will. It's whether you feel you want to do it. So know this, that they will never tell you what to do. They're only going to suggest to you. And they're really praying. I always vision them upstairs going, playing a game of cards and waiting on us going, okay. And then we finally say, all right, we might as well ask. And you wait until you're worried or fearful, right, or scared. But why wait until then? Really start asking them to play with you every day. They are protectors. They're there to encourage us, to love us unconditionally. They're the ones people that will never put you down. They just want to lift you up. They want you to have good happenings here. You can also ask nature angels to take care of our planet. And I think Reverend Rita was talking about that, how we just really need to start really caring about our planet, the water and the trees and Mother Earth. Okay, I know everyone's got this one down. Driving and parking angels. Who's used it? Come on, raise your hand. I know it. This is like the best. Alyssa and I went to the store last night. Didn't give him a lot of time, I'd add. Run in the corner. Oh, our parking angel got right in there. But I was like, wow, usually you have to give him a little bit of extra time. You know, you have to give him a prepare him. But those are fun. Also, lost and found. Who's done that? Who's like lost something, be like, okay, I'm not going to worry. I know it was here and it was gone now. You come back and it's in the same place you looked or somewhere near, right? How about relationship angels? All right, you can use them for different relationships. So not just romantic, but friendship, family. Say you're having a hard time with a family member. Send your angels on it. Ask them. You can help them with that connection. Beauty angels. Love this one. You can ask him to help you out with an outfit. Millie always says that your angels love to shop. Love to help you shop. I know she says that. In house, car, they love to help you with buy things. Find the right stuff and taking care of yourself. So they're the first ones that will come in when you feel like you're not taking care of you, doing what you feel like you want to do for yourself. to take care of you, maybe going to see the doctor. You haven't been a doctor a long time, maybe going to get your hair done, your nails if you're a girl, or even a guy just kind of sitting back and really enjoying a really good TV show that you never do. Or what is it, Man Cave or whatever you call it, right? Isn't that Man Cave? Is that what they call them? I don't know. I don't have a man right now, so I don't know what a man cave is. How about animal angels? Now, this was interesting. I had no idea. I knew we'd think that, of course, animals, they're no exception, right? They're part of God. But they have guardian angels, too. And when I asked about that, we're really close to them. They're, like, right there with the animals. Isn't that really? I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I can't wait to get home and, like, see my dog. So I'm like, where are they? But I thought you like it, like, you guys love animals, but some people feel them and not sure, but they're protected. You ever see them really sick and then they bounce about and you're like, what just happened? They didn't go anywhere. That just kind of happened. So these are just some of the things that you can use and ask for, right, in your life. And there's many different things that you can ask for, but those just give you an idea of what to ask. Because when you're not used to asking for yourself, asking for anything is pretty big. So ways to connect with the angels. So anyone can hear and talk to the God and the angels. You can even ask the angels around you to identify themselves. So if you really want to know who your angel, your guides are, who your guardian angels are, you can ask them. Apparently, I have a Chinese man that works with me. He's really into Buddha stuff. I don't know anything about that, but I'm attracted to that stuff like crazy for like 10 years now. And three people gave me readings, said, you know, you have a guide who's like a Chinese man, he's the Buddha, like, and this and that. And I was like, yeah, I had a feeling that I had somebody around me all the time because I'm attracted to this stuff. And I've never been to China. I don't even have anything like that in my house. But every time I go into a store like that, I can't get it. Oh, look at that. Look at this. I'm like, what's going on? He's taking over. It's like, oh, I like this and that. So you can ask him, you know, what their name is. And when I did ask about that, they're usually unusual names that you probably will have to ask again. What was that? Like Latin or stuff hard to understand. And when that happened to me years ago, I asked what one of mine was, and I knew she was a female. And I named her Francesca because it's a Latin, and I know it's got slang on it. And I can't still understand it. So I feel like I visualize her going like this, like, really? I'm saying her name wrong, but I'm doing the best I can. So as far as finding out what their names are, if you feel like you want to connect them, you don't really need to know. And like Millie says, they're male or female. It's what you feel their vibration is. So some people say archangels. There's a few of them that they weren't sure if they're male or female. Doreen Virtue goes into that if you're interested more in angels. I think Diana loves Doreen. But she goes into all that. So some of the things that you can do to connect to would be like, all right, say clear seeing. So signs appear for you, right? Yeah, in your physical eyes, in your dreams. And then say you're seeing physically numbers. How many of you have seen triple digit numbers? Clock. Go to the store. I was flipping people out with 7-Eleven a couple months ago. I was getting 666 with all different stuff. And to me, I'm like, all right, I'm focusing too much on my material stuff, right? And the girls, the cashier is going, oh my God, I've seen you three times this week because they used to work in the next building. You get different stuff and you get 666. You're freaking me out. And I was like, no, it's not that. I showed her I had an angel app on my phone. So I checked out numbers from Doreen Virtue. And I hit the number and showed her, this is what it is. And then she said, wow, that's cool. She was really excited. I shared that with her. How about hearing sounding music coming? There's no music around, but you hear it. Lisa, that might happen to you because that's your vibration. Or other voices. Or ringing sounds, high pitches. How about feelings, physical sensations? I'm a feeler. I feel everything. From warm sensations to feeling like something's falling asleep to just knowing that there's a present there, somebody presence there of something within the same room. You have the gut feeling. Or how about just your clear thoughts? When Millie says, you know when you know, right? It's just that feeling of knowing. So the signs from angels, feathers. I don't know if you guys ever had the experience of feather in the weird spot and feather just like a little float piece of feather will float in front of you. And you're like, that's just them just saying hello. Coins, butterflies. A lot of times when somebody from the other side wants to connect with us, they'll use those certain symbols with certain people. Cloud formations. So you go out, look on the sky, or even stars sometimes. Flickering lights, coloring, mist in the air. Anything that happens to you like this is usually them trying to just get your attention, say hello. So basically, I want to say a prayer, and I actually want everyone before, because I'm going to close in a minute here. I'm going to say a prayer, so if you guys want to maybe close your eyes or just kind of take this in, because I want you to feel like when I'm saying it, you guys are really asking God and the angel kingdom. So maybe you guys can all like fill me in too. If I'd like you guys maybe this week to maybe try to see how you can connect with the angels and have fun and send me messages on Facebook. And then I can share with Millie, because Millie was really excited when she knew I was going to share stuff about the angels, because they work, they're close to her heart and they work with her all the time. And she's always praying that we really trust, and be grateful, you know, that they're working with us. So feel like if you want to close your eyes, you can, but just breathe, take a deep breath. So, dear God and the angel kingdom, please help me let go of this situation, any situation in my life right now that makes me feel not whole. I'm giving into faith and trust into your divine wisdom and infinite love in order to resolve and heal everything and everyone involved. Please help me in the best direction for my health, happiness, and true life's purpose. Help me see myself as you see me through the eyes of love. Please help me see that all your qualities of love and light are reflected within me and all others. Thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. So I just really want to say, you know, almost all of you, a few of you I don't know, I like to get to a better acquainted with you, like Millie says, but I really want to let you guys know that from the bottom of my heart, it was really a privilege to be able to share just some thoughts, and that I feel the energy's been building up all day. Every person I worked on wanted to know what I was talking about, and I had no idea they were interested in angels. So it was just signs after signs for me today. And I really feel like if you just, in your life, if your heart feels like it and you feel like you want to try connecting with them, that they're waiting for us and they're real excited. I mean, I just felt like there's so many people that are here tonight that were popping in my head today, and I walked in and they're here. So it's interesting and whoever's here is meant to be here, right? And if you guys don't know, my niece is visiting from Connecticut. Alyssa's staying the part of the summer with me, and she's 13, and she's fascinated by all this. And I'm so excited because she's 13, and I didn't get it till I was in my 30s. So, but anyways, sending love and blessings to all, and thank you so much for this time. Amen. I'm taller now.